听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to study with us. In this month's Ask the Expert feature, Studio Classroom talks to Johnson Lin about tailor-made clothing. Mr. Lin has been a tailor for 40 years, and he is currently the president and chief cutter of the Sheep Custom Tailor Company. For the next 2 days, Mr. Lin has agreed to share some secrets of the trade with all of us. So let's get ready to take a trip to the tailor. Please open your magazines to page 16 as we begin the reading.
A trip to the tailor. A tailor shares the secrets of his trade.
How does one become a tailor?
In the past, becoming a tailor meant completing an apprenticeship with an experienced tailor. I apprenticed with a cutter from Shanghai for 6 years. Now, there is a system of tests and licenses for tailors.
What questions should people ask a tailor when they are having clothes made?
It depends who the person is. If they are a student, they might want to ask about price. If that is less of a concern, they might ask questions about style, material, and quality.
What's the difference between a store-bought suit and a tailor-made suit?
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for another Ask the Expert article this month. Now, we're talking to a tailor. That's our expert this month. A tailor is a person who makes or changes clothing so that it fits you. And actually, a tailor often makes clothes that go on the outside of your clothing. So a tailor might make jackets or suits.
And today, our tailor is going to share the secrets of his trade or his profession. We are going to be talking to Johnson Lin about tailor-made clothing. And tailor-made clothing is clothing that has been made by a tailor. It's been made by hand, and we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go through the article. But this tailor has been working for 40 years in his profession and is currently the chief cutter and the president of the Sheep Custom Tailor Company.
Okay, well, 40 years of experience. So he has a lot of experience, so he is an expert. Well, our SC asks Mr. Lin, how does one become a tailor? How does a person become a tailor? And Johnson Lin says that in the past, becoming a tailor meant completing an apprenticeship. Now, Chelsea, help us understand, what is an apprenticeship?
Well, let's look at the first part of that word first. Apprentice is a word that's in there, and an apprentice is a student or a learner who studies under somebody else in order to learn a particular skill. So in Lean's case, he would have studied under someone who was already a tailor to learn his skill. And during that time, it would have been called an apprenticeship. An apprenticeship is the time period that a learner learns his or her skill.
Okay, and so our next sentence, actually, it uses that word apprentice as a verb. So Mr. Lin says that I apprenticed with a cutter from Shanghai for 6 years. So he's saying that he was an apprentice, or he was a learner who was working under a cutter from Shanghai for 6 years.
That's a long time to study a skill. I'm sure he learned so many parts of the trade during his apprenticeship. Let's keep on moving. He says that today, not many tailors undergo an apprenticeship because there is a system of tests and licenses for tailors. So it sounds like instead of studying under someone, you take tests and you have to get certain license in order to become an apprentice.
Right. And there would be benefits to both of these systems. It sounds like, yeah, the system has changed. But I think I would really like, if I were going to be a tailor, I think I would really like to learn under someone else's experience, because you would learn a lot of unique things and unique skills that you might not learn from taking a test or preparing for a test.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Lean learned a lot during his apprenticeship. Let's take a look at our next question. We ask, what questions should people ask a tailor when they are having clothes made? So if you go to a tailor, what do you need to ask? And Mr. Lean says, well, it depends on who the person is. What if they're a student?
Well, if they're a student, then they probably don't have very much money. So he says that if they're a student, then they might want to ask about price, because the cost of getting a tailor-made or a tailor-made suit might be expensive for them.
Now, I've never bought a men's suit from a tailor, but I do know that suits get very expensive, so asking about price might be important for some people. If that is less of a concern, that's if the price is less of a concern, they might ask questions about style, material, and quality. Right now, let's go to Liz on Grammar on the Go, and then we'll come back and look at this sentence more closely.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Today's article is about going to the tailor. And I must tell you, I do enjoy having clothes made by a tailor, which is why I'm here at a fabric store picking out some material for some outfits. But before I go look around and start picking out the fabric, here's today's grammar tip sentence. If that is less of a concern, they might ask questions about style, material, and quality. Notice the phrase, less of a concern. The word concern means worry. So this expression, less of a concern, means not something to worry about. Another way to say today's sentence is, if that is not something to worry about, they might ask questions about style, material, and quality. Less of a concern is often used in more formal situations. For example, many years ago, people used to worry about not being able to reach someone by phone. But those days are over, thanks to the convenience of cell phone technology. So we can say, with the convenience of cell phone technology, being unreachable is less of a concern for most people these days. Or let's say that Susan and Kathy are going camping. Susan's worried about not being able to take showers, while Kathy is not worried about being dirty. So we can say, not being able to shower is less of a concern for Kathy than for Susan. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. Now, I'm going to go look around for some pretty fabric. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So if price is less of a concern, then a person might ask about style, material, and quality. Now let's look at that word style. Style is the kind of form or look or appearance that something has. So a person is probably going to be interested in what their clothes look like or the style of their clothing.
Right. Another word we might use for that is fashion. People are interested in if something is fashionable or not, especially when it comes to clothing. So not only might style be an issue, but also material and quality. If you are going to spend money on a suit, you want it to be well made. You probably want it to last a long time. So a tailor would be the right person to talk to about how to get a suit that has style, quality, and uses good material.
Okay, so Studio Classroom's next question for Mr. Lin. We ask, what's the difference between a store-bought suit, that would be a suit bought in the store, and a tailor-made suit, a suit that has been made by a tailor? Well, we're going to see how he answers that question after the break. But before we go to the break, let's visit the chat room.
Hey, Ashley, I'd like to check this book out.
Sure. Hey, that jacket you're wearing, is it custom made?
Custom made? What do you mean?
Is it tailor made?
Oh, tailor made. No, I bought it from a store.
I see. It just fits you so well. I couldn't have guessed it was off the rack.
Off the rack?
Yes, off the rack in the store. You know, clothes that are ready to wear.
So off the rack is the opposite of custom made?
That's right.
And how is custom made different from tailor made?
Well, tailor made you only use with clothing or things that a tailor would make. But many things can be custom made or custom built. For example, a motorcycle can be custom made. We also call it made to order.
So it is made according to the order of the customer.
That's exactly it. Well, here's your book.
Thanks a lot. 一般人买衣服都是直接到店里买 off the rack. Rack 就是店里的架子。Off the rack 就是从店里的架子上拿下来的，就是现成的衣服。另一种讲法呢是 ready to wear, 现成的，已经可以穿的。那相对于 off the rack 就是 tailor made, tailor 是裁缝师， tailor made 就是量身定做的。另外一个讲法呢是 custom made, 定制的。custom made 应用的范围就更广，任何可以定做的东西，比如一台定制的摩托车就可以叫做 custom made, 也可以叫做 custom built。还有一个讲法呢是 made to order, 也就是依照你的 order 指示所制造的。好，我们休息一下，马上回来。
Welcome back, everybody. If you've never had a suit or a dress custom made for you, then perhaps you've had something like a pair of pants or a jacket, and yes, a suit altered so that it will fit better. This is one of the jobs of the tailor. Speaking of suits, we just asked our expert tailor, Johnson Lin, what the difference is between a store-bought suit and a tailor-made suit. Let's listen to his answer. As we continue with our lesson, we'll pick up the reading on line 16.
A trip to the tailor. There are a lot of differences. You see, there are many kinds of body types. During fittings, a tailor figures out how to make the suit fit you perfectly so you feel comfortable all over. They also leave extra material so the suit can be adjusted later if you gain or lose weight. You don't do a fitting when you buy a store-bought suit. They just take your measurements and then select the pre-made suit that is closest to your size. Then you try it on and see if you like it. That's okay if you are a standard size, but if you aren't, you will always have problems with ready-made suits.
Welcome back. Just before the break, we asked Mr. Lin what is the difference between a store-bought suit and a tailor-made suit. And he answers, well, there are a lot of differences. You see, there are many kinds of body types. So, Chip, now this sounds to me like when you go to buy a suit, it's not one size fits all.
Right, yeah, one size fits all is not how suits work when you're going to buy a tailor-made suit. Yeah, people have different body types, and so they need different shapes and different sizes of suits. So he says, during fittings, a tailor figures out how to make the suit fit you perfectly. Now, when we're talking about during fittings, what are we talking about, Chelsea?
Well, a fitting is a time when you go visit your tailor and you probably put your suit on for him, and it's probably not completed yet at this time, but the tailor will measure you and make sure that the suit fits, or if it doesn't fit yet, he will make changes so that when you come back the next time for your next fitting, it will fit well.
And if once your suit fits perfectly, you feel comfortable all over, which is what you want. You want your suit to be comfortable. Now, they also, Mr. Lean goes on to say that they also leave extra material so the suit can be adjusted later if you gain or lose weight. And gaining and losing weight does happen to people.
It does. So this is a great benefit of going to a tailor, is to be able to have your suit adjusted in case your body type also adjusts. And if something adjusts, that means that it changes. If you adjust something, if you're adjusting a suit, you're changing it so it fits you better. So if you gain a little bit of weight, don't worry. Go to your tailor and he can adjust it so that it becomes bigger by adding more material.
Yeah, that really would be a good benefit to getting a tailor-made suit. He goes on to say that you don't do a fitting when you buy a store-bought suit. So when you go and you buy a suit that has already been made, you don't go through that fitting time. You don't have that time set up with a tailor so that that suit fits you perfectly.
Right. The people at the store just take your measurements and then select the pre-made suit that is closest to your size. Now, we've been talking about suits that are tailor-made, and now we see a word pre-made. And if something has been pre-made, in this case a suit, that means it has already been made. Before you go to the store, it has been made. In fact, they have probably made many, many, many suits just like it in the same size because they are probably made at a factory. So you would be measured and then try on a pre-made suit.
Right. And actually, the suits that I have purchased for myself have been pre-made suits. And actually, I can understand what he's saying here, because you go to the store and they measure you and they give you a suit that should fit you pretty well. But it doesn't fit you perfectly. And I see what he's saying here.
Yeah, so a pre-made suit is just the opposite of a tailor-made suit. You go, you try it on, and you see if you like it. And he goes on to say, that's okay if you are a standard size. That means if you are of average height, maybe an average weight, if they make suits that fit people who are generally your size, that might be okay for you. But what if you're really, really tall or really skinny or something like that?
Right.
You might need a tailor-made suit.
That's right. And actually, my shoulders, I think, are a little different from the average guy. So the shoulders of my suit don't fit me perfectly. But if I were to go get a tailor-made suit, he could fix that problem.
That's right. So, if you aren't a standard size, you might always have problems with ready-made suits. So it might be a good idea to take a visit to the tailor and see if he can make a suit for you.
Now, Chelsea, you just used the phrase ready-made suits, and we've had a lot of these types of adjectives used in this article. We've got ready-made, pre-made, tailor-made, store-bought. And now a ready-made suit is very close to a pre-made suit. It's been made in advance, or it's been made earlier, so it's ready to sell. It's ready to be worn and sold as is.
Okay, and now Mr. Lean, I know he's been in the business for 40 years, and you can see some pictures of him in your magazine there, and how much material he has behind him. It looks like he's ready to make a suit in any pattern or any color. And I think that if you go to a tailor, not only will you get a quality suit, but I think they usually work pretty fast, too, so you'd probably get it pretty quickly. Well, that's all the time we have today. We will be back tomorrow to talk some more to Mr. Lean. But right now, stay tuned for a skit, and we'll see you later.
look what I have, a very big needle. You need a needle to sew.
And I have some thread. You need a needle and thread to sew.
That's right. And guess what? I also have an interesting needle phrase.
Where? I don't see it.
Well, listen and you'll hear it. We use the phrase to needle someone.
Oh, does that mean to poke someone with the needle?
Ouch! Well, it's that idea. If you needle someone, you bother them about something. Maybe I pressure you to do something, or maybe I tease you.
Well, can you use the verb needle in a sentence, huh? Can you write it, huh? Can you tell me another sentence? What is the sentence? Tell me now!
Ah! Stop needling me! Leave me alone!
Oh, so that's how you use the verb needle.
Yes.
Now, I have a phrase with the word thread.
Thread. All right, let's hear it.
The phrase is hanging by a thread.
Hanging by a thread? But thread breaks very easily. That's dangerous.
Yes. Hanging by a thread means you are barely able to do something. You are almost ready to give up.
Oh, no. I'm losing hope. I'm hanging by a thread.
Yes, that's the idea. Now, remember to use these phrases soon. Will you? Huh? Will you? Will you? Come on. Tell me.
Hey, stop needling everyone.
Ouch.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 apprentice 这个动词。apprentice 在这里是当不及物动词，意思是指当学徒。如果要说明当某人的学徒的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 Greg apprenticed with his uncle who was a talented carpenter. Greg 之前曾经当过他叔叔的学徒，他的叔叔是位很有才华的木匠。Apprentice 也可以当名词，意思就是学徒、徒弟或者是见习生。例如 He worked for 2 years as Trump's apprentice. 他在川普的旗下当了2年的见习生。继续我们看 fitting 这个名词。fitting 本来是试穿这个动词的现在分词，但是也可以当名词，意思是指试衣并且进行修改。例如 The wedding gown fittings took a lot of time, but they were fun.结婚礼服的试衣及修改很花时间，但是却很有趣。或者是 We'll start the play's costume fittings next week. 我们会从下周开始这出舞台剧戏服的试装。最后我们看的是 pre-made 这个形容词。P-R-E 这个字首是指之前，所以 pre-made 是指预制的或者是现成的。例如 These pre-made curtains are a lot cheaper than custom-made ones.这些现成的窗帘比定做的便宜许多，或者是 There are many pre-made e-cards for you to choose from at this website. 这个网站上有许多现成的电子贺卡任君挑选。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
A trip to the tailor. A tailor shares the secrets of his trade.
How does one become a tailor?
In the past, becoming a tailor meant completing an apprenticeship with an experienced tailor. I apprenticed with a cutter from Shanghai for 6 years. Now, there is a system of tests and licenses for tailors.
What questions should people ask a tailor when they are having clothes made?
It depends who the person is. If they are a student,They might want to ask about price. If that is less of a concern, they might ask questions about style, material, and quality.
What's the difference between a store-bought suit and a tailor-made suit?
There are a lot of differences. You see, there are many kinds of body types. During fittings, a tailor figures out how to make the suit fit you perfectly.So you feel comfortable all over. They also leave extra material so the suit can be adjusted later if you gain or lose weight. You don't do a fitting when you buy a store-bought suit. They just take your measurements and then select the pre-made suit that is closest to your size. Then you try it on and see if you like it. That's okay if you are a standard size, But if you aren't, you will always have problems with ready-made suits.
Hi, my name is Zhao Yuwen. English is not just a language. It will change your life. Keep up the good work.
Thanks to Dr. Zhao for taking the time to say hello to us. We certainly appreciate hearing from you, our friends, no matter where in the world you are. If you'd like to appear on our program, simply send us a digital photo. Tell us who you are and where you're from. We'd really enjoy hearing from you. Our address, as always, is letters@studioclassroom.com. Tomorrow, we'll continue with our trip to the tailor. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom wish you a very pleasant day. Bye-bye, friends.